You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 108. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week, we have the results of our... We had a 2E tournament, followed by the first ever Tribbles Regional. And I believe we have another report from Iowa.
We do.
All right, then let's jump right into it. Section 31. Let's start with the 2E event, because, well, you won that.
I did. amazingly enough...
I remember we had a conversation, and you said something like, if I were only going to show up when I thought I could win an event, you'd never see me.
Well,
you went on and went like undefeated for the rest of the day.
Well, now, see, that's not entirely fair, because that comment was preceded by a conversation of each of us assuming the other person was going to lose.
That's right, because you were playing TK and I was playing Johnny.
Yeah, so to be fair, it's not so much that we were expecting each other to lose, but we were playing Johnny and TK, so we were mostly expecting them to win.
somehow we both reversed that.
Yes, and you were both my bane and my savior, in that I played you in the first round, and I was writing up the tournament report, and it was equal parts good play on your part, bad play on my part, and just dumb f***ing luck. And now I've created more work for myself. I got everything right. None of my games started as good as they did as my game against you.
Wow.
It was everything I got. The cards I needed right away. I got a ruling kill. I played Terek Nor, for those, since I haven't said that. I'm mostly, operating on the assumption that this deck is idiot-proof. And I almost disproved that, because I'm that much of an idiot. But I got Dakot right away. I had a ruling council in my hand already. You went first, so I got historical research for Odo. He downloaded the ruling council and the ship. I had random gemmies in my hand, so I threw stuff together, and I was out attempting in 3 turns.
That's pretty quick.
Which was fast, and I needed to be. You were playing pretty much classic TOS solver, original thinker.
Yep.
As the other thing I thought I'd try, because I haven't in a while, and I've been reading a lot about it after playing in the online tournament and then looking at regional decks from the past, is like, you know what? Nobody plays Tragic Turnaround here. It's all random solvers, occasional legacy, but mostly, not solver, but attrition piles. I'm going to try and bring Tragic Turn and just see if the mass kill deck will take people by surprise.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It did. It very much, that pile very much took me by surprise when you played up against me. we both somehow...
What? Okay, well, I have to say that I was also playing a Tragic Turn pile, because, as you say, it hasn't really shown up here in a while.
Exactly.
And I was hoping to catch some people by surprise. Apparently, I caught you by surprise.
You did. And you totally devastated me. I mean, actually, that's not true. You... One hit and one didn't, and I had 5 left, but you got one of my treachery. For some reason, Terek Nor Dakot only has 1 treachery, unlike most of the other Dakots, which threw me for a loop. I really thought I was going to solve that. So I had to dig for another treachery. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. I've got this one solved. This 4 under. No problem. I'll wait for some treachery. While I'm waiting, I hate to wait a turn. Oh, well, the reason I hated to waste a turn is because you solved 2 missions in 1 turn.
Yeah. That's good.
I managed to only put 3 under with my first turn, my first attempt to stop you with Tragic Turn. But then you went with 6, and I pulled 3 planets.
Right.
Free mission. And then you went to Detempted with Six elsewhere, and I'm an idiot, and I was pretty sure you didn't have medical, and I meant to play the other one. I had both the medical one, Healing Hand and Honorable Pursuit.
Yes.
And I played the wrong one. And I dropped a Tragic.
Right.
And that, and Healing Hand, and Don't Let It In This Way. So Stop, Stop, Kill, Kill. Except that you didn't have any medical. So no stop, no kill. Six go through, free mission again.
Yeah. I was playing with Transport Crash Survivor. So I had to go with Six. Did me playing that mission slow you down? Because I think I overheard you in your other mission. You were going with four, five people.
I did. It didn't slow me down in that I never got to that point. If I had ever... the next turn, the reason I was trying to hurry was because you saw those two. So I rushed over with my five... Oh, well, I guess I couldn't have done that. I was cursing myself later, thinking, instead of playing a sixth guy to go attempt with, I should have played the ETU I had in my hand. Because I knew you were playing Tragic Turn. That was just a dumb mistake. I should have either waited or played the ETU. Obviously, I couldn't have played the ETU because I only had five guys. So
right.
I should have just waited. But instead, I went and attempted with six with no protection. You dropped another five dilemmas on me, and I had one guy left at the end. Stranded my ship. I needed that ship to solve to get the extra points, and it's such a small deck that there's only three copies of that ship and one modern galore. So I was stuck where I had to dig for my ship, or you killed Odo. I could have drawn another Odo and downloaded a ship, but I was in dire straits, and even though I held you off to like three or four attempts on your third mission, it was kind of a lost cause. So had I ever gotten... to answer your question, had I ever gotten a crew back together, it would probably slow me down, because you had five under one and four under the other. I would have had at least given you a couple.
Sure,
You would have had a little bit of a chance to draw something.
Mm-hmm. To point out where my deck came from, Chris Sonsby's regional winning deck, the TOS deck that he played on the 2nd of April.
Yep.
I took that and I added, I didn't change very much because I don't know my way around Tragic Turn piles. And he had written that it had a lot of skill-based dilemmas that still stop people or kill people. So mm-hmm. I liked that a lot. So I ran with that. I had to put a Corkbot into the main deck because, Corkbot. I think I changed out one of the engineers and I threw in a Scotty, which... really didn't help me very much, but I was very impressed at the end of the day because it had a lot of answers for a lot of different decks. its primary goal against your deck, the Tragic Turn, is to just attempt with six every time, so that you just don't get very many draws.
Yeah,
and I could solve with five, so I could Kirk something, and still be able to solve. It worked really well. I had a fantastic time. I only lost once. I lost a TK. I think I just had whiff after whiff on dilemmas, and he outsped me. And I had a modified win against Thomas. Did you play against Thomas B?
I did not.
Oh my goodness!
What was he playing?
He was playing a Cardassian deck with the Neprem, and was it Under Suspicion? What's the draw an extra dilemma for every infiltrator at the mission?
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
so he parked seven or eight Cardassians under my mission, and I had seven or eight dilemmas under. And he kept playing more things to draw more, and I couldn't get any more dilemmas there. I mean, I could attempt with seven, and he'd get to draw six. Or I'd attempt with five. No, I couldn't attempt with five because of my own Transport Crash Survivors.
Ooh. Backfire.
I couldn't draw into Decker, so I couldn't blow up his event. And eventually I had to go attempt Transport Crash Survivor. And I was able to just ruin his day with Tragic Turn. So he was running into walls, and I was... Eventually, he attempted a mission. He got decimated. He attempted again. I put two under... And I played McCoy and pulled him back out. So he just said, "You know what? You're not going to solve this mission. I'm going to park everyone there."
Wow.
And when time was called, he took half of his 18 people, so he could have drawn, 18 and spent 18.
Right.
To add to the, he's got dilemmas in his core that lets him, what's the one that if it's you attempt the same one, the same mission type, you get to just blow it up and spend two.
Oh, Stir Crazy.
Stir Crazy. He had endangered in my core. Is that the dilemma?
Yeah.
No, what's the dilemma?
Supremacy? Superiority.
Is that the choking
yes,
Dax?
The Dax.
Yeah. So even if I would have attempted with six less than what he had there, he still would have been able to draw and spend extra. And
inferiority.
I think the last time I did, I tried that once. So I figured, okay, you got to put some more under. He blew up his inferiority. Blew up his inferiority, was able to play another one, stopped me with something, and then played a strip down.
It
was a net loss.
I never see anyone use strip down as well as he does. He loves to pile those on and then strip down the multiplayer.
It was great. So I ended up with a modified win. Had I pulled that out and somehow, I think I ended up not drawing as much as I could have to try to get two teams to hit transport crash survivors.
Oh, man.
I think if I would have changed my course and just dug for Decker, I could have blown up the event and solved the mission. But because the deck was getting so small, he had to be coming up soon. Or another Evans, because he's got security. I could have played him for the upgrade, downloaded him, and then played him to blow up the event. But it didn't work, so I was one victory. By the end, I was one victory point short of being in that three-way tie for first.
Yeah, that was crazy, because it came down to, again, and we've had a lot of discussion about that recently, about the buy, because we had seven people, which was nice. Because I lost so convincingly to you in that first round, I got my 5 Odo points, and that was it. So I had the bye second round. Matt had a close game with Matt's Ferengi deck in the third round, and then I had a showdown against TK in round 4, and it was, I was looking at the victory points total and going, wow, I could beat him for the victory, because I guess he had a loss as well.
Yes, he lost to Johnny.
And then, I would win head-to-head. And then I was like, oh, wait, no. But if Johnny wins, he will also be tied, or I will be tied with him. We'll all three be tied, and Johnny would probably beat me on strength of schedule because of the bye. So I was like, that's it. I can't win. Even if I beat DK, I can't win, which was the comment that you overheard talking to DK.
Right.
Which was, of course, the erroneous assumption that, you were playing Johnny, so Johnny was going to win. And so that's where I mentioned you are also my tournament savior, because if you had not beaten Johnny, I would not have ranked higher than him to win the tournament. Of course, playing TK, I could have told you after three turns, I almost conceded, and I announced it to the room.
Yeah, I remember you standing up and saying, "That's it, I'm done."
Yeah, I'm like, "Oh, I'm hosed," and it's a tribute again to Chris Sonsby's Tragic Turn Pile, which I also emulated.
That's hilarious.
I took out one or two things and I added two or three things, but on the whole, it was essentially the same idea. And I threw a tragic turn. I just had to throw a pile at TK's TNG Mott new Picard's Ride Solver with the Enterprise and matching commanders.
Yes.
And I just had to throw a boatload. He attempted with 9, 10. He attempted with 10 and gave me 9. And I ended up having to put 7 under, including 3 consumes. And in 3 consumes, I consumed both of my other tragic turns. So I stopped him, and I killed Mott, thanks to casualties, personnel with the least number of skills. But I put 7 under. So obviously, I was like, well, that's it. He's going to solve that. He's going to go do other missions. I only have kind of expensive dilemmas that are meant to stop 2 instead of 1, but I don't have tragic turn. I'm hosed, but that That Taric Nor deck just moves so fast that if you can give it even an extra turn more than you think you can, it's crazy. I got 2-turn solve in my first mission. TK just miscounted how many people I would need to solve, and he didn't throw enough at my second attempt. I had only had 2 ruling councils and the ship, so I got 60 points, but he had given me points with Guinan and points with his ship.
Right.
Nice. Yeah, so I was up to 35. I even could have lost points if I needed to. Or up to 35. I was up to 75, and I went and started plucking away at Survey New World. That's the one where somebody goes under if you fail.
Yes.
And he could not. I had one big attempt where he had to put several under, and then I was able to stop him with my regular dilemmas on his second mission. But it was getting down to, I guess he didn't have the bonus points somehow. He was missing some bonus points. His last mission was going to give him 95. So he threw Guinan under the bus, also doing Survey New World.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to have to dig through his 7-card deck to get her and then play her again. So
2 turns.
So 2 turns, and I was able to attempt, fail, have enough people left to play Ruling Council to unstop them, use Damar, and solve with 4.
Cool.
So, just pulled it out in the nick of time.
Did you, over the course of the tournament, I know we had talked about how good Ruling Council is, over the course of the tournament, did you end up recurring it from your discard pile at all?
I didn't, and that was the big thing that kind of surprised me, was my argument for that time, even though they are rotted the VR headset to fix the whole shenanigans with Wayne, and that card is still way too powerful. Ruling Council. Ruling Council recursion is just insane. Getting to play all of those. I only used mine 3 times in any given game. And even that was, that was enough to win me the tournament. Me. So, not like a really good high-level player. If I had gotten the opportunity to recur a set of them and then been able to attempt, 3 times in 1 turn instead of once, I could have pulled out an even faster win, or maybe, if I hadn't been an idiot and attempted the planet against you, kept all of those in my hand. My hand against you when that happened was 3 Ruling Councils, 3 Glory to the Founders, and a feast on the dying.
So, wow.
So as soon as I solved that, it was going to be wah. Protect my, play all 3 of them, able to protect all 3 of them if you could cancel them, and then play the feast on the dying next turn to get 2 of them back and start and, do multiple attempts. So,
I think I only could have stopped one with Cisco, command staffer. At least you couldn't have canceled that.
No,
but
I couldn't.
But still, you still have 2 of them.
So I really feel like that card needs to go out of play when it's played. It's just both of its uses are extremely powerful in and of themselves. To be able to do either one or get it back and do both, that's a little too much.
Did you have any problems with Gomtus over the course of the day? I think that's what I ran into the most. That and an issue of trust.
Yeah, I'd never got issue of trusted. It wasn't too bad. That might have hurt me knowing that Ducat only has 1 treachery now. But I really only had that 2 or 3 treachery personnel out at a time. But Matt really, if his deck had been so slow to set up, he really would have given me a run. I mean, he did give me a run as it was. But I took forever on my first mission because he was one shot stopping me. 2 or 3 times, and sometimes not even putting him under. First turn attempt, Dalrock. Kill somebody, doesn't go under, and all my people are stopped. Because I can't solve.
Can't solve.
Because I went with 5. second turn attempt, went with 6. Gomtu. No, not enough diplomacy, not enough integrity. hits, doesn't go under. All my people are stopped. Still nothing under the damn mission. It went on from there. His deck took so long to set up, and rightly so. Once he got going, it was insane. How he walked through all the dilemmas with all the tricks that he had, but it took quite a long time to set up. And once he spent them all on the first mission, then he went to attempt the second one. He didn't have anything left.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it was a good 7 people for just a regular local 4-round tournament. That was pretty good. We had a good time.
Yeah.
Thanks to AJ for coming out. I know this is his first tournament that I've met the guys, but he's been to one of your Wednesday tournaments, right?
Yeah, he came out on a Wednesday a couple weeks ago and had a good time playing a Klingon, a small Klingon brute force solver, and played it very well. I look forward to him coming back, and I hope he's having a good time. It's always nice to have more people coming out and filling out the group. So
yeah, exactly.
Welcome to AJ.
Well, why don't we switch over to the event in Iowa?
Yes, well, we had Mike Oshogi send us a note. They had their big event that I guess it's broken into quarters or thirds. The first arc was over at this particular tournament, their April tournament. It was the end of the first arc, and they had the first of their big raffles that they had been setting up. This tournament was all up through, let's see, they're playing the 2E Return to Farpoint. So each tournament they add a new set that they can play with. And this one was the addition of all the boutique items, I believe. They had played up through Necessary Evil, and now they're added 10th Anniversary, Fractured Time, Reflections. And Amber Mitchell won the day with a Tain Intelligence Solver. And she
nice.
Was also using a Tragic Turnpile, and she got her. It was her first tournament win, so that's awesome. Congratulations to Amber.
Yeah, Rogan.
Mark Bloom came in second. He was playing a Borg deck.
Wow.
And Michael Van Breumen came in third with DS9 Confessions deck, with the DS9 Treachery and Rite of Emergence and all of those skill tricks, which is not a bad choice. Given the skill dilemmas that are running around. But we were talking about, they were, Mike had been setting up, each time they come to a tournament, everybody got a raffle ticket. So even if you, not the tournament kit raffle tickets, but a local raffle, so you are encouraged to, you know, you had more chance to win the more tournaments you come to. And then he was announcing a new prize that was going to be in the raffle with each tournament. So they had the theme was largely big rare cards that were hard to get. He had some some Necessary Evil foils and some Decipher foils, and as a thank you for sending us his regular tournament points, we sent him a special foil prize to give out as a thank you for that. And and also there was a Genesis collection in there, so people were able to raffle those off, and everybody got a prize, or everybody got one, you know, prize from the raffle, and then they announced the next raffle. So that was like a big pizza party, and, you know, kind of a season finale-ish feel to it, I think, you know, as they ended one arc and moved on to the other. And I guess for the theme for the next arc of raffle prizes is going to be packs. Lots of a lot of packs, so you'll get a bunch of actual printed cards, which is a big deal if you weren't around, if you're a newer player.
It's been a while since I've opened a pack.
Yeah, so I think that the first lot of packs is one pack each of Call to Arms, To Boldly Go, These Are the Voyages, What You Leave Behind, and In a Martyr Darkly. So that's a neat prize. That'll be fun to open packs again, and they're going to have that next tournament on May 14th. So if you're in the Iowa area, you should give him an email, go online and find that tournament, go seek it out, because they're going to be adding Strange New Worlds and the Ferengi to their Farpoint campaign. Oh, that's right, and they're going to be Sorry, go ahead. What were you going
to say? I was going to say, are they banning another card?
Yes, that is exactly it. We talked about last time they banned Morik? Not Morik. What's the other Borg?
Yes. Govall.
Govall. That was the almost unanimous decision to ban him. So now they're going to be banning another card through a vote for this tournament series, and it's a vote. Everybody gets a say, but odds on favorite is probably going to be. What do you think?
Tragic.
Yeah, that's what he's thinking. Tragic turn, because it seems to be wrecking people's days.
Oh, that was released how long ago, and it's still
it so. Still is. I remember when it came out, I was agog, and it's still a powerhouse.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Amber, for the tournament win, and thanks again to Mike for sending these reports. It's really cool to see how this is unfolding, so we look forward to hearing how the May tournament goes.
Right. You played your 1E game last Saturday, right? The online April 1E tournament?
I did.
And I think you said you got a timed win?
I did. It was my first full... Well, that's not true. I played a full deck game with Jay when he was teaching me how to use Lackey, but it was my first full tournament game with a full-blown deck. And I think the main problem was, without giving too much away, because it'll be obvious, both of our decks were very download intensive.
Yeah, that could take a while.
And every turn, and I was doing at least one every turn. He was doing at least one, two, three, sometimes three or four every turn. So, and there was some. Yeah, that's a little too spoilery. I don't want to give anybody.
No, that's fine.
Any hints about. What he's playing, but there was a lot of time-consuming elements to his deck, and they all worked really well, but they took a long time to go through. And Lackey speeds things up for online play a bit, but you still have to, right-click, reveal to owner all, search for the card that you want, pull it out, play it, reveal to owner, none, and shuffle,
mm-hmm.
and then you move on. You want to play more cards, so you finish your play phase, and then you move on to your orders phase, and now I have an orders phase thing that I want to download, so I have to go and do it again. At least in person, we've sort of developed a bit of a shorthand, and, we're familiar with each other, so if I know I'm going to download five cards in the course of my turn, I can pull them out, set them aside, I'm not going to draw anything, shuffle up and cut, and then I can sort of rattle off the actions to you as they happen, and you can stop me as we go. So that at least is a bit of a time saver, so... takes some getting used to, but it's an integral part of the game, and you just have to get used to it. We came up on time. He had some really neat tricks to kind of hold me off from one of the key elements of the game, this particular themed tournament. We time expired at 2 hours, but with the organized play announcement, we were kind of curious, like, well, they know the... We kind of have double time. It was an hour, and we have 2 hours to play online to account for all the difficulties for playing online. They never actually announced a new, a specific time limit, which he usually does even just for formality. So it was worth stopping to ask. I didn't want to short him 30 minutes if it was going to give him a chance to come back, because he was poised to strike after we finished our... even turns after time. So I wanted to at least say that is one of the beautiful things about Lackey. Save the game, walk away, which you can't really do with 1E at all, any card game, but 1E in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to save it, go ask, and I came to the tournament, and then, if we could have played on Sunday, we could have played. But just for simplicity's sake, the decision was to keep it at the two-hour time limit for now.
So, all right, well, sounds like a long game. I had a long game as well, but that was because I was just stymied. I mean, it was, I think I explained it, I don't want to give anything away, but it was a bad matchup, and I was just not prepared. So, Good luck to everyone in the next round. I think I'm waiting to hear back what my game's going to be scheduled. So moving forward, we'll keep you posted on at least what our win-loss record is. I'm down one.
Oh, yes. And I noted on the message board when they did the pairings, I was probably the only modified win, so I was right at the bottom of the win pairings, and you were right at the top of the
yes
of the bottom pairings, and it was like, oh, we just missed each other playing in the official tournament.
Yep.
But we'll see how things go. If you win and I lose, then we could be paired up in the middle at some point in the future.
All right. Well, let's get back to the other tournament that we had. We had
a big event.
Big regional triple throwdown.
And I threw down some triples, let me tell you.
We had two more people showed up, so we had 9 players, or one short of that magic 10. But 9 people, we split into 2 pods, one pod of 4 players and one pod of 5 players. You and I were in the same pod in the first round, right?
Yes, and we were in the pod of 5,
right?
With Brian and TK.
Brian, TK, Dan, Jesse, and
Jesse,
you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why I was like trying to go through all of our Trek players. Like, who else was there? It was one of our not usual Trek players. That's right. We have people in our area who don't play Trek but come out just for tribbles.
It looks like I'm looking at the score sheet here.
It was so insanely close.
Yeah, at the end of like the first round, it was 10,000 to 101,000 to 101,000. At the end of the second round, it was 10,000 to 101,000 to 101,000. I don't know how that worked.
Well,
did someone go out without getting any points or something?
Yeah, I thought you did. Or maybe TK did. Somebody went out with like 12,000 points.
Yeah.
And it was the sort of the several people's goal for the day, you know, if you listened to the buzz about, was to speed the game up. Just blow through things and get it done so fast that the decks that really benefit from taking a long time to play don't. The big one is Poison. But
yeah.
Also the rescue decks, you know, they need time to feed their discard pile and then get the cards back from their discard pile to play them, and that's the thing between you going really fast and Brian just played an all out spoiler deck.
It was awesome,
which was hilarious. He was, you know, anything you know any of the hot strategies, he was in to slow it down. He was playing freeze, he was playing draw against discard, he was playing you know, he had antidotes and toxins, and he was recycling the rescue players and you know, freezing anything that was hot at the moment. You know, he would freeze me and Jesse's rescue for a while, he would freeze your and TK's clones for a while.
And everyone's goes.
That's kind of
yeah.
the default choice if there's not an obvious one right away is go. But between you and TK both playing clonish decks, but his
mm-hmm.
was a little bit more towards the... It looked like TK, after years, or at the very least months, of playing that poison deck, decided to come in.
He read us right.
He did the... And that was exactly right. You know... There was such an animosity for the poison deck in our meta that, you know, there was a general feel of, you know, we're all going to play toxins or freezes or antidotes so that poison deck does not win.
Yeah.
He came in and played a really slim, you know, kind of an old Franklin discard style deck, but with the avalanches and just enough discards to get down, but not too many as to get, you know, slapped around by toxin. You know, there was a lot of fast games where there were not a lot of points scored.
I went out probably, I'm looking at this, and I must have went out for at least three of the 5 rounds, maybe 4, but one of them was only like less than 1,000, But 100,000, 100,000, 100,000, and 100,000. I ended up with 417,000 to end, and everyone else had between 100,000 and 111,000.
Yeah.
All everyone else was almost was one.
It was.
Was 10,000 points away from each other.
Four spots separated by 10,000 points. That was crazy. And that was because of all of those really tiny, you went out a couple of times with just almost nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep moving so that Jesse and I couldn't have time to get rid of those last couple of cards. You made me pay for a discard once, just really at the last minute. I was down to my, I had easily, I counted, I had at least 400,000 in my pile, had a 10, possibly the best card, arguably, that you can have as the last card in your hand, and mm-hmm. I was one person away, and you toxined me, and it came back, and when it got to me, it was 10, so I played that and would have been out, but my toxin card had the draw, so... That was, it was a cool strategy. I think at least three of the people who had, who weren't you, who were tied with in that 100,000 range had it because of a toxin.
I had
points were scores.
I think I had one or two discards in my deck, but not many. Just enough to be that last card, to not get hurt too bad. But there were a couple people who were, toxin comes out and you get bounced for two.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile. While we were playing that, we finished in, I don't know, half an hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah, 40 minutes
at the
most.
The next table over was AJ, TV, Johnny, and Matt Kirk. They played for about an hour and 30 minutes. And I'm looking at the score sheet. Apparently, at the end of the first round, at the end of the second round, they had to start over again because everyone decked themselves.
Wow. Everyone decked themselves?
Everyone decked themselves. No one went out.
So what happens when you do that?
The round's over.
Nobody scores?
Shuffle up your hand, shuffle up your deck, shuffle up your discard pile, start over again, round two.
Wow, and nobody scores points, huh?
Well, not so, because Matt had his bonus. So he scored 100,000 points. I'm looking at the scores here. It looks like the next round, the same thing happened, but I see a 50,000 for AJ and a 50,000 for Matt. So that must be, you know what that is? That's someone probably poisoned or something or scored and got a tally out.
Yeah.
That's 50,000.
Yep, that's 50,000.
And then in the third round, Johnny went out with 656,000 tribbles.
Wow. That's
looks
just
like,
insane.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I remember we couldn't help but glance over them, and their play piles were just inches thick.
Yeah. It looks like Matt went out in the fourth round for 101,000, and then Johnny went out again in the fifth round for another 635,000. So we ended up with 1.3 million tribbles to win the table and advance. Matt got the bonus, and looks like most of his rounds, which is expected when you have everything out.
Right.
And so that led to a final table of Johnny, TV, Brian, Matt, and myself. Looking at the score sheet, I went out the first time and the second round and got to about 500,000. And then Johnny went out at 500,000 in one shot. So that round... little while, and it was pretty much a new ball game there. And then I went out, and then I went out, and then I went out.
Jeez.
So, I won. I won the day. I had 987,000 tribbles in the last round. I missed a million by just that much.
Yeah.
But I posted my deck to the forums. Most of it's printable. So, take it, play it, have fun with it. Let's rewind a little bit. While the second table was still going on, their five rounds, we played another five rounds.
They were still on round two when we finished, and we were like, "Yeah, well, let's just play, and we'll keep playing." And everybody played the same decks, and we just kept going. And
we went up and got food, and then came back, and then sat down, moved some things around.
That is true.
It looks like you went out every time.
I did go out every time, and it was really irritating because it was not a tournament.
Like,
we're playing the same decks and the same way. The only thing that changed was what order we were sitting in. And I don't really... I didn't feel like during the game that had that much of an impact on it.
No. Well, you weren't sitting next to me either time.
I was not sitting next to the clone and skip or, you know, clone and reverse player, so it was not, you know, hugely painful. But for some reason, my deck was firing on all thrusters, and I went out every time and ended up with, like, 800,000. So... I'm not sure. It was kind of frustrating that my deck, knowing, because it's performed that well in the past. I won the tournament before last with it, and I really like that deck because of its diversity. It's, you know, technically a rescue deck, but it does lots of things, and I know it can work. So it was kind of justifying, but at the same time, it's frustrating that it did that afterwards. I should have not played at all, because then we went into the last, you know, we had the runner-up bracket, loser's bracket of the rest of us.
Consolation bracket.
Yes, the consolation bracket. And I finished in just barely...
Just 100,000,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, and that was, again, off of a toxin. So I was in next to last place.
Well, I would say that shows exactly how much luck is involved in the game, and I had a string of luck, and I will take it.
But, you know, it was a lot of fun. We played 15 games of Tribbles, or rounds of Tribbles.
I don't envy the people who played in that hour and a half, five-round slog. That just sounded like it took too long. I don't know if that's because there was two battle decks and two bonus decks or what have it, but... That just went on too long. I think if either TK or I had been at that table forcing the issue and making it go faster, perhaps it wouldn't have gone on that long. I don't know. I can't say.
Yeah,
but good for the bonus decks for things to go that long.
It was, and it did sound like that we had all of the anti-shenanigans at our table, and they had just shenanigans. So it took some time to get through that, but... you know, hopefully that won't put people off too much. I'm curious because, you know, we played some lackeys on, or some tribbles on lackey, the weekend before last. Which, if anybody doesn't have lackey, I know we've been singing the praises for the last couple of months. But tribbles is on there now, thanks to our friendly neighborhood lackey programmers. Is that Nava and T-Cox? Did they put the S-Cox?
Yep.
Did they put that together? So, you know, we got on there and played that. We had four players for two games, and it was driving me nuts.
Mm.
So I don't know how much that had to do with it. But in our last game too, we had four players at the consolation table, and when you get, you know, even a couple of skips and reverses, and you know, instead of going two people over, you're going across the table. And, you know, if it's switched directions at any time, you kind of lose track of, wait, who did we just skip? Did we skip the person on my left or this person on my right?
Right.
And whose turn is it now? And he was like, clone and skip. Oh, copy. I'll copy the clone and skip. Oh, I'll play clone and skip. Aha, aren't we funny? Wait, whose turn is it?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know how much of an effect that has in the game, but. I definitely like having at least five people.
Yeah, I think five, six, those are really good numbers.
Yeah.
Four is a necessary evil, so you don't have to play with eight, you know?
Agreed. I definitely would rather play with four than play with, you know, seven or eight or nine at a table.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. Well, that was the first Tribbles Regional. I'm thinking about posting an article about how to run a triple event because, you know, pods and scoring and how to input the tournament results. We're still kind of figuring a lot of that out.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I know the next one's going to be in 2 weeks up in Santa Barbara, I think. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And to all the play groups out there that aren't yet playing Tribbles, I think there's one in particular, Karen of Borg 13. You know, you should try it out.
Hey, look, man, don't encourage him to play Tribbles. That's another 7 achievements that he can extend his lead over me. I don't need him to be that much further out of reach. It's bad enough that he wins most of the tournaments he goes to. That's keeping him out of my immediate reach. But if he starts playing Tribbles, then I'm a goner. He'll be off to the races.
Well, you know, you got to win today, and there's going to be a lot of random events that I know they went through and played like all the revised and standard and all the virtual stuff. We really haven't done that yet, so you know, we've got those things ahead of us.
That is true, and it's always fun to play all those things.
Yeah.
But it is Tribbles is an awesome game. You guys should give it a shot if you have a chance. If you want to just try it out before you go out and buy cards or build decks or print cards or whatever, go on to Lackey.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking ahead to 2 weeks. We've got the Santa Barbara 1E Regional.
Yeah, I will be
I'm going to be building my deck in Lackey and doing a lot of test draws because that's just fantastic for that. Because all you have to do is hit new, load the deck again, and you're back to square one.
Yeah,
not only that,
nice.
But your first turn, you know, a lot of decks have, they do the same thing on the first turn, right? You know, you usually play this type of guy here and this type of guy here, and you download this, and you download this, and you download that. If you can go through that and do it 3 or 4 times, I feel like I'm less likely to forget something when I do it for real, you know? And then it's like a tournament where I've built this deck and I think I know what it's doing, and that first round in the tournament is kind of like me figuring out what it's really supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then the second and third rounds are a lot better. I feel like doing all those test draws in Lackey via Tribbles or 1E or 2E, it kind of takes the place of that, all the play testing that other people actually do.
Hey,
I feel like I can get that going a little bit better and get a little more familiar with what things are, you know, what order things go in, and you know, this is in the play phase, that is in the play phase, this is in the draw phase, or in with Tribbles you can draw that opening hand several times, or just draw an opening hand and then pitch him, and draw an opening hand and pitch him, and just kind of get a feel for what the numbers are. So nice.
Yeah, Brian said he tested his Tribbles decks, like he loaded up 4 different decks and played them all at once to see how they interacted, so he could see if his counter deck was countering everything that it needed to be countering.
That's kind of awesome.
Did
he use 4 different computers or 4 different versions of Lackey or what?
I'm not sure how he did that, or if he just had it open 4 times and logged on
different.
All
right, Brian, we're going to need some info.
But yeah, I think that would be really cool to find out how he did that. I mean, we might have to have him on and talk about it, because it was really cool that he was able to go and, I mean, he loaded my deck, and he loaded your deck, and he loaded Charlie's deck.
Yeah.
that are all up on the message boards, and then he kind of custom built his deck from there. And he put together a poison deck to test against. And, it was neat. Lackey is a tremendously useful tool, particularly for playtesting.
Very good. Well, by the time this comes out, I think another half dozen cards will be released from Shades of Grey in the spoilers. I don't think we have anything this week, do we?
We don't, I don't think. But if half dozen, I think by the time this comes out, all of them will be out, won't it? Doesn't it release on the end of the week?
I guess it depends on how quickly we get this up.
That's a good point.
All right, well, too bad we don't know, because I would like to talk about some of the cards that are going to be out. I guess we'll talk about it next Monday.
Hey, you know what? We'll talk about it. It'll be a bonus for the people who listen to the show Thursday night instead of Friday morning. What would you like to discuss? What is your favorite card that got made through here that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, I wrote the article. I'm dying to play Enterprise E. I don't know if I just don't know if it's good enough to play the regional or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would say probably not solo. It depends on what you pair it with.
Sonar pretty good.
I almost feel like you have to pair it with something.
All the playtest decks I played with Sona and the harness particles. What is it? The interphasic particles. That taking an extra turn, between taking an extra turn with that, unstopping your ship with Make It So, and unstopping everyone with Deanna. Man, that's a lot of unstopping.
Yeah.
You get the extra, and everyone can unstop themselves who have, once per turn, everyone can unstop themselves. You get to take a double turn. Deanna can unstop everyone, and the ship gets unstopped with Make It So. It's crazy.
You don't feel like people are going to, like, see that mission and pile up their dilemmas under it? So you don't
but you don't have to do it first. Well, it's good to do it first, but even if it's your second mission, crazy. You don't want it to be your last mission because they don't get the benefit of it, but you're
That's
right.
True.
That's probably where the dead end goes, and that would really make me sad. I'd have to figure out... I think I would have to figure out getting an easy mission and 30-point mission and 20 bonus points so that I would be at 50 and then go solve the mission. And then use those, use those unstopping to do a hard mission, maybe. I mean, that would be the way to do it. But all the Sona reporting for free, all the Enterprise E reporting for free. I think my biggest problem is I only have one Picard.
Yeah, that's rough. That was hard playtesting because those cards were only, you never use those. So you need one for your set, and you get rid of the rest.
Yeah, I had a double of most of them. You don't need. I don't think I had a double of Riker, but that's you use the printable one anyway. I really think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say is there are some big skill holes, and they can get slaughtered very easily.
That is
but
true.
They come back so quickly; they can bounce back really quickly. You're playing three people a turn. If you get the if they're out exploring with Federation flagship renewed, which Riker can pull. You're drawing extra cards. You've got the Sona Observatory and the Duck Blind in the same place. You're drawing extra cards there. You draw a lot of cards. You can play a lot of people.
And Riker's
they may die, but regenerates from first contact. So
is that Riker a matching commander for the E as well?
Yeah, he is.
So you can ready room door him out.
Yep.
And those are good. Man, that's a and them with Make It So. Because you can do that to get the ready room door if you don't have it and not have to discard it. Man, that was powerful, but it was not that powerful because it was only really useful with the Enterprise E icon. But
yeah,
now that they're in force, that's just crazy. Go out, play it each turn, set it aside. You don't have to keep worrying about it being on top of your deck. Download another one and just get all the captain's orders.
Yeah, I think I ended up getting a captain's order, putting it on the top of the deck, and then using someone special download, so it would go away, and I would draw something better.
I was going to say you can borrow some of my mains if you need it, but you're kind of convincing me to play it now.
Yeah, that's pretty good. The drone that we spoiled a while ago that does that gets you Binaris data transfer.
Yeah.
And to rig your probe. The only thing I'm worried about is I don't know how many people are going to be running the Juggler. It's a good card, but it's kind of like on the low end of ref cards. We're not playing revised, so you could have them all, but if you have them all, then that's you're kind of bloating your deck a little bit.
Yeah.
So if you're playing like the five or six good and needed ref cards like Villagers and mirror image and things like that. It may be one that you're not playing, and if that's the case, you rig your probe, you're good to go. If you're rigging your probe, that could be your last probe. It could be the only probe you need to rig, or your first one if you're doing Harness Omega Particle 010. The time when you really need it. That's pretty good too. And I know that the just generic feds that don't use the Enterprise E, I'm thinking they might be fun to use if you can get if you can use the flagship relaunched to get the 2E backwards compatible Enterprise E that has just regular staffing and you get 5 extra points for solving a diplomacy mission or whatever.
Yeah,
you could just get that on the first turn, play with your Office of the President, maybe Kittimer, and just go nuts and solve easier missions and get to 100 a lot quicker that way.
Yeah, so you're then, like the backwards compatible. Oh, yeah, that would work well.
There's one that works well. And the third one, it's all about this Enterprise E card. The third one is you can seed an Enterprise and just leave it there. If you use one of the mission twos with the Federation Outpost, and you seed that, that'll let you download an Enterprise. And then it's got the one from First Contact, I guess, or even change of command if you don't have one, has a holodeck. So you can seed the new holo program on it, and first turn have all three of the guys out.
that's right.
And I think you could use on the second turn if no one masakas you. You can fetch the 2E non-aligned data who has 2 programming and isn't an officer. And just have him sit there. Even if he's off, he's still data. I think that works. You don't have to pitch an event to him. But even if you did, you could get 2 card draws. One of them could be changed into a ref card, and you can pitch the ref card and get mirror image, even from your discard pile, if you don't happen to have an event to pitch for him. So you can pitch that at the beginning of the next turn, draw 2 more, so you can go through. That might be a net kind of 0, but you can really go through your deck quickly, looking at 2 cards every turn. To get what you need, and then you can persona swap them with a regular data.
All right, my
brain. There's a lot of interesting things to do.
My brain hurts.
Yeah. I don't know which of the I guess there's four shades of gray events, and then there's the Armus event to pump up dilemmas.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to sitting down and just trying to come up with some, you know, those are essentially, you know, all new dilemmas. You know, finding some new interesting combos to put together with that.
Shaka when the walls fill gets harder because you need Exo.
Crazy.
Barclays is doubled, so that's just really easy to set up. You can focus fire on science or engineer or medical. I used to play with my combo back in the day was Torellian Plague Ship. I think it was right after OTF, so. Or not OTF, OTSD, so Hippocratic Oath, and then Barclays. So you've got to have 3 medical to not lose your entire crew.
Yeah.
And now you can play with the male love interest, is it male or maybe female? Male love interest, Trailing Plague Ship, and Hippocratic, and you can throw in an unscientific method to get rid of a science, and now you've got to have 4 medical and 3 science, otherwise everybody dies. Now, granted, that's 4 cards, there's no wall at the end, and you could probably redshirt past a lot of it, but if you don't have any medical, then everyone dies through the Trillian Plague Ship. If you, you know, if you don't have enough people, you can't get past the unscientific method. It just sounds pretty good. There's a lot of stuff that just can be fantastic.
And you know, playing just the thing that always got me with the Armus was just you know what? Somebody dies.
Yeah,
I'll drop an Armus Skin of Evil in your face.
I like the idea of seeding 2 of them because one of them's free. With the if you use that planet,
oh, that's right.
And that way you can pitch one, and now 2 people die, just anywhere.
Oh man! Anyway, lots of good things coming out. I'm interested in seeing how a particular new Orion related card works out. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that's been spoiled as actually of writing out the sexy dance.
Yeah, so a seductive dance.
Yes.
Or you're calling it by my playtest name.
Yeah.
that looks like it has the potential to bring back all of those functions that the slave girls lost in their conversion to 1E.
Don't forget Uhura.
Yeah, I'm trying to actually, but that could, I guess, potentially be useful. But yeah, that's interesting because instead of each of them having one of the abilities, they all have any of the
somewhat
abilities.
Yeah.
If you know, pick and choose the one that you need at the time that you need it. So.
Oh, I think think Charlie told me about his idea of pairing him with the Viceroy. So every time you play an event, I get an event to feed my women.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you can only use it once per turn, but that's still really powerful if you can keep your events out to feed it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's coming up, so... Ah, man. But you know, I think the only thing that makes me nervous is, you know, when we record this, we're a little under 2 weeks out from the first 1E regional of our area in Santa Barbara. We should have already been started making our 1E decks.
Yeah.
Well. For a regional level event, and now we have to wait another week to get the final versions of Shades of Grey and try to include or at least prepare for the inclusion of those cards in other people's decks. So, it's going to
be... Yeah, I had the advantage of completely forgetting that our tournament this last weekend was 2E. I thought it was 1E. So, I kind of had a lot in my head already.
Oh, well, you've got to jump on all of us, then.
I do, because of my own incompetence.
Hey, dude, my own incompetence helps me succeed almost on a regular basis when I'm playing this game.
It's better to be lucky than good.
That's right.
Very good.
All right. Well, clearly we've reached the limit of our intelligence for this this week in our excitement about Shades of Grey. Definitely looking forward to downloading some of that, printing some of that out, and getting some regional play in the coming event, the first Ryza 1E regional.
Road trip to Santa Barbara.
I am so looking forward to that. So everybody, I'm sure it's either today or tomorrow. Or yesterday. No, that's not right. We won't release this on Saturday. So today or tomorrow, go download your Shades of Grey and get ready for some new Oni action. Looking forward to it. In the meantime, shout out to Warp 11 for their theme song and the design team for Shades of Grey. I'm really looking forward to this. I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I want you all to play some Tribbles, which will allow you to expand your power in the universe.
And I will probably be putting together more than 108 cards by the time you're listening to this, because Shades of Grey, very good. Section 31. Debbie says hello.
Hey, Debbie. Caitlin says hello.
Hello.
She is sewing. And being watched by the cats, which is interesting.
Yeah. That's creepy.
Yeah,